Today is Friday, May 16th. Good evening for WRCL News, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. I'm Tim Thede. Not guilty was the verdict handed down in Richland County Circuit Court last night for David Harp, 63, of Baraboo. Harp was charged with second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef, 54, of Partyville. Thursday began with Judge Lisa McDougall giving instructions to the jurors. She pointed out the lack of the state's evidence due to clothing not being tested or preserved properly. She stated the state failed to preserve evidence. The defense requested evidence in June of 2023 and again in July of 2024. As of April 2025, the defense had still not received the evidence in the case. The court ordered Richland County to turn evidence over by April 21, 2025. The defense team did not receive the evidence until May 1, and the trial began May 12. The judge then repeated a portion of her instructions, and closing arguments began. Richland County District Attorney Jennifer Harper pointed out accessibility to the gun. She pointed out that David Harp said the gun was unholstered and loaded into the console of his truck, but a holster was found in the door of the truck. Defense Attorney Justin Nicholson stated that the case should have been thrown out following testimony by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. She brought up the fact of the lack of reliable evidence. Although there were no usable fingerprints on the murder weapon, the trigger was never tested for prints. Also, while Marsha Neef's clothing was collected, it was never tested for any type of evidence. The console where the gun was kept was also not tested for prints or DNA, and although it was reported that all three were drinking heavily, no blood alcohol test was given. Again, jurors in Richland County found David Harp not guilty of second-degree reckless homicide in the death of Corby Neef. A severe storm system traveled through Wisconsin yesterday afternoon, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot reports.
The entire state endured a severe weather outbreak, with over 30 tornado warnings issued last night. Now, the National Weather Service offices are out surveying the damage. NWS Twin Cities is looking at St. Croix County, where a tornado was reported seen on the ground, with pictures and videos of it near the town of Roberts. And it looked to be headed towards New Richmond. The skies were green, and this is just 45 minutes outside of Minneapolis. Meanwhile, near Eau Claire in Altoona, softball-sized hail came crashing through windows, busting out windshields on cars, and doing some damage. NWS in La Crosse is in Clark County today, looking at 3 to 4 different spots where twisters may have struck, like Loyal to Colby, which is just about 35 minutes west of Wausau. And the NWS Green Bay is in Marathon County and the Red Falls area, surveying damage and possible touchdowns in Cronin weather, too. Ping pong ball size hail was reported near there, as well as Stevens Point, where strong rotation was also seen near Plover. The NWS Milwaukee is in Juneau and Mayville in Columbia County, which is about an hour away from downtown Milwaukee. There, roofs are reported ripped off of homes, damage to buildings, power lines down, and trees. Before Thursday, the state had seen 7 tornadoes so far this year on April 28th. 3 of them were rated EF1s and 4 were EF0. EF1 tornadoes have wind gusts of 86 to 110 miles per hour. It's based on the Enhanced Fujita Scale damage indicators. So a tornado is actually rated on the damage it does. And this could take some time. I know that the National Weather Service offices are still planning to look at more areas tomorrow, too. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There have been no reports of any major storm damage in the Reedsburg-Baraboo area where there was a tornado warning during the late afternoon. The WRCL listening area was under a tornado watch during the late afternoon, early evening hours, but nothing severe transpired from the storm with the exception of a few showers, lightning, and hail in some areas. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Following severe weather across the state yesterday and last week, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door to door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of those who experienced storm damage. What they like to do is take payments for repairs and leave the area without doing any work. You should look to hire local contractors and detail the repair work. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reports on Tuesday morning at approximately 6:22, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash on County Highway H near Model Road in Smelzer Township. When deputies arrived and began investigating the crash, they learned Nicholas F. Vosburg, 24 of Cuba City, was traveling in his vehicle west on County Highway H. While traveling, Vosburg informed deputies he looked away from the road, and when he looked back, he was in the opposite lane of travel. At that time, Daniel J. Yeager, 67 of Cuba City, was traveling east. Both vehicles collided in the eastbound lane, with Vosburg's vehicle coming to rest in the ditch and Yeager's vehicle coming to a stop in the lane of travel. Vosburg was transported by Hazel Green EMS to Mercy Medical Center in Dubuque for treatment of injuries. Yeager was not injured. County Highway H was closed in both directions for 3 hours for highway cleanup. As a result of the crash, Vosburg was cited for operating left of center. Assisting the Grant County Sheriff's Office at the scene were the Wisconsin State Patrol, Hazel Green EMS, and the Hazel Green Fire. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced 3,053,700 total non-farm jobs in the state. According to April 2025 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, preliminary employment estimates for April showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over the last month, which is 9/10 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.5% in April, while the national rate increased slightly to 62.6%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 2.9 percentage points above the rest of the nation. The Village of Muscadet is hosting its annual Morel Mushroom Festival tonight through Sunday. Known as the Morel Mushroom Capital of Wisconsin, Muscadet's festival attracts mushroom enthusiasts and visitors from across the region. The festivities are currently underway with a car cruise. Also, an antique farm and tractor pull starts at 5, and a Riverdale Summer League baseball tournament will be held at JC Park. Tomorrow morning, we'll feature a pancake breakfast starting at 7, half twisted, half knot at 8, and a softball tournament. At 9:30, the Riverdale Varsity Baseball Invitational gets underway. Later in the morning, starting at 11, the Kinchi Pedal Pools will be held and Fire Safety House Kids Zone will open. In the afternoon, the parade on Wisconsin Avenue will step off at 3, and following the parade, Native American hoop dancers will be performing at Mushroom Headquarters. Also, throughout the day, there will be arts and crafts and various food vendors offering local delicacies. In the evening, the Muscadet Fire Department will have their annual steak feed starting at 4, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk along the Wisconsin River. Throughout the weekend, attendees can also enjoy a variety of activities such as bounce houses, a petting zoo, and food and beverage tastings. Fresh and fried morel mushrooms will be available for purchase at the Muscadet Mushroom Festival tonight through Sunday. For more information and a detailed schedule of events, visit the official festival website or the Village of Muscadet's page. Grace will be hosting an outdoor running event tomorrow at the Killian Meyer Building at Kroska Park. There will be a quarter-mile kids run, a one-mile fun run walk, a 5K fun run walk, and a 10K run. It's not too late to participate. Online registration can be completed at runsignup.com. You can also register at the Killian Meyer Building from now until 6:30 or the morning of the race from 6:30 to 7:30. The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team will host a quilt gala tomorrow night at the Richland Center Community Center. Dress in your prom-like attire for this black tie event. Enjoy finger foods while bidding on the quilted items donated to support Grace. Doors will open at 6. The auction will begin at 8. Cost of entry is $10. For the first time in at least 180 years, Ho-Chunk drumming, dancing, and singing will take place in historic Tippisaukee Farm, the home of Cross Currents Heritage Center near Blue River. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will perform at the Cross Currents Heritage Center on Sunday at 2. A tent on the lawn will be set up with 100 folding chairs, but visitors are welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets. The event is free, but pre-registration is required. To pre-register, go to crosscurrentsheritage.org and scroll down to the register button. And the Ithaca Lions Club will be holding their annual consignment auction on Sunday starting at 11 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Consignments being accepted include agricultural equipment, lawn and garden, recreation equipment, cars, trucks, and tools, to name a few. No tires or electronics will be accepted. Items will be accepted at sales site tomorrow from 8 until 5, and Sunday, the day of the sale, from 8 until 9:30. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.